This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 68 for Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to fall back in heavy trading on Tuesday, but with losses not quite as severe as those at yesterday's close. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $7.70 at $734.30 per ton, and the January contract loses $7.10 at $743.60 per ton. A trader suggests that the next support level for the nearby November contract should be $730 or perhaps $725. He adds that harvest selling is likely to continue for another couple of weeks. Despite rain for some of the eastern parts of the prairies, good weather should help speed along the region's harvest. Pressure on canola is coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with those in Malaysian palm oil. Gains in Chicago soy meal and European rapeseed are helping to temper further losses in the Canadian oilseed. Small upticks in global crude oil prices continue to show crude's divergence from the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.37 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.12. In the United States, the seven-day forecast is calling for rain stretching from Montana to Arkansas with accumulations of 3 to 4 inches. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report yesterday afternoon, and as of September 17th, the soybean harvest registers for the first time this year at 5% complete. Soybean conditions remain at 52% good to excellent. U.S. corn also holds at 52% good to excellent. The harvest nearly doubles to 9% finished. The spring wheat harvest is 93% done, while the planting of winter wheat is at 15% in the ground. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Tuesday. The November contract dips a penny at $13.15.5 per bushel. December soy oil loses almost two-thirds of a cent at 60.29 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $1.30 at $389.20 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract adds a nickel at $4.76 per bushel. Oats are weaker, with its December contract falling 19 cents at $4.35. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December gives up 7 cents at $5.84. Kansas City December loses 4 cents at $7.31. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December bumps up 1.5 cents at $7.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.